to get out there. Look. Oh my goodness. Oh my confirmation.
I didn't do that.
Good morning. So glad to see everyone here today. We want to welcome you to our service this morning. We want to welcome you the chance to worship the Lord. You know, today is a great day, not just because it's a nice day, but not without a lot of heat. But this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I want to read you something from God's Word. First of all, I never say this, but if you have a prayer request or the cards are in the back of the chairs, is what I'm trying to say, and make sure that you fill out the attendance rosters like you always do, and they're located in the aisles. Also, and if you are a visitor, we want to welcome you. And those that are not visitors, make sure that you shake the hands of the visitors and say welcome this morning. Amen. Amen. Now, in Psalms 119, there is a beautiful verse that I'd like to read. It's Psalms 119, starting at verse 1. Listen for God's word. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. They do no wrong, but follow his ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me. Thank you, Lord, for your precious word. Let us go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Oh Lord, we thank you so much for another chance to worship. We thank you, Lord, that you gathered us all here together, not for any type of show or any type of entertainment, but you gathered us here today, Lord, because you love us, and you gathered here to us today so that we could worship and praise you, Lord. So this morning, Lord, we worship and we praise you. We thank you for all that you've done for us. Without you, Lord, we are nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. As Gene's not here with us this morning, he couldn't be here, so I'll be Gene this morning. Would you please stand this morning, please? Stand and shake the cobwebs out and just... You know, pretend like you're at a football game.
I am true, yes, with thanksgiving. I'll be sanctuary for you. Just for you.
make your way back to your seats, please?
Good morning. All right, when we're ready, we do the call to worship.
Hold on.
No?
Hold on. Would everybody please stand for the call to worship, please? The call to worship is in your bulletin. Psalms
46, 1 through 7.
Yeah, Psalms 46. Okay, David.
Okay. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Therefore
we will not fear through
the earth should change, through the mountains shake
in
the heart of the sea.
Though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult,
there is a river
whose stream makes glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city, which shall not be moved. God will help it at the dawn of the day. The nation rages, the kingdoms totter. God's voice resounds, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us.
The God of Jacob is our refuge. Amen. You may be seated.
And I'll stay up here and do birthdays. All right. So this week we have, we got two of them on the thing, and then I've got two more I'm going to mention. All right, so 2 days ago on the 6th, hey, Toby, how you doing? 2 days ago, it was Toby's birthday. On the 12th, we have Sandra Bundick. And on the 14th, we have Peggy Morris. All right, what else is going on here? On the 13th, we have the U.S. Navy birthday.
All right.
Okay, and what are they? You said 248 years? 248 years young for the U.S. Navy.
Go Navy.
All right, go Navy. Okay. So go ahead and sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Amen.
All right. Do we have any announcements?
I do.
Okay.
I have an announcement. Today, Sunday, October the 8th, 2023, from 12:30 to 2:30 at Mars Pizza, 14218 Nacogdoches Road. He says that's near O'Connor Road there. Toby will be having his birthday celebration, so please come out and enjoy. Amen? Amen.
I'll be taking her fishing next weekend. No, five.
On the 15th, my bad.
Amen.
Congratulations, that'd be great.
Hold on, Randy. I got one more. Yes, two announcements. Our missionary who was scheduled to be here on the 29th of this month, he emailed me the other day and said that the U.S. Embassy in Malawi was having some issues. And the issue is they're not issuing any visas at this time. So he's not able to be here. He sends his regrets that it'll have to be next year before he can get here. I'm not sure what's going on, but he says that they just, for some reason, stopped issuing visas in Africa. So I don't know. Anyway. If you haven't heard about the news of what's going on in Israel, about the attack that happened, please be in prayer for Israel. Amen? Now, I don't want you to fret over this too much, because you know what this is, folks? You know what's going on here? If you read your Bible, you'll see exactly what's going on. There'll be no peace in that region until Jesus comes back. And guess what, folks? He's coming back. He's coming back. So please be in prayer for them.
Would you stand for our opening hymn? Oh, worship the King.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please pray with me. Oh Lord, you are powerful, gracious, and ever-loving. And we open our hearts in outpourings of praise and song to you. For you have looked upon us with great favor and delivered us from evil for all ages unto the end of time by the singular one-time sacrifice of our Lord Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension into heaven. You shower us with your mighty grace by our faith. We rejoice and declare our eternal gratitude that you did not abandon us to a life of wickedness, darkness, and bondage. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let us prepare for our tithes and our offerings. Heavenly Father, we come searching and we come seeking your presence. We ask, Lord, that you open our hearts so that we may be the cheerful givers that you so desire. Let us give not from greed, but help us to see the need of those around us. Use our tithes and our offerings to further your kingdom here on earth. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Thank you.
Church.
Good morning.
Our scripture this morning is from Acts, 1st chapter, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to all the ends of the earth. These are the words of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Spanish Bible looks like. If you saw it.
Church.
Good morning.
Let us pray. Bless us, Lord, to obtain your grace by deepening faith and to proclaim your glory, revealing to people all over the world the merits of living holy lives in your holy word and according to your holy will, to receive the gift of eternal salvation. May we be willing to die to self, to live in Christ, and be led by the Holy Spirit to spread the glorious gospel of Christ to all those who choose to, that you place in our path. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
As we prepare to hear the message, take a moment to open yourself up to the Holy Spirit. Take a deep breath. If you'd like, close your eyes. Put aside the things that trouble you, the things that weigh you down, and allow yourself to listen deeply. Let us pray. Gracious God in heaven, we ask, Lord, that you bless Pastor Ted, that you give him strength and courage. But further, Lord, let him be your instrument. Let his words be the words that you have given through your gracious Spirit. And those of us that hear it, add a special blessing so that we may take your word and give it to the world. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Good morning. It's so good to be here with you. I couldn't help but thinking about adventure. Adventure. What a wonderful thing venture is. You get to go to different places and see new faces. And myself, I'm a big fan of the Hobbit trilogy. And one of those episodes, or one of those particular movies, was An Unexpected Adventure. And I remember the old wizard Gandalf coming up to Bilbo Baggins and says, "I'm looking for someone to go on an adventure." Of course, at that time, Bilbo didn't want to go on adventures. But adventures are awesome. And what we're going to talk about this morning, talk about one of the best adventures you could ever have in your life. And that's the adventure that the Lord is going to take you on if you choose to follow him. Our title this morning is The Ends of the Earth. The Ends of the Earth. This is the last week of our Hook sermon series. And so far, we've talked about the kingdom net and the invitation to follow Jesus. And we found out that the kingdom net represents the gospel, and the invitation is for all. And as fishers of people and followers of Christ, we ultimately want everybody to get hooked. And as the Apostle Paul says to his young apprentice Timothy, he says, God wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. This is 1 Timothy 2 and 4. So, and if God wants all of his people to be saved, then what does that mean for all of us fishermen as we follow Christ? How far will the journey take us? And how committed are we to spreading the net out to the furthest reaches of humanity? So as we end this series, I want us to tackle these two questions, and I want to leave you with some awesome encouragement straight from the mouth of Jesus. So now, this is pretty amazing. Jesus told his first disciples that it was better for him to leave than to stay and minister with them. But and the Gospel of John says Jesus is recorded as saying this: "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I'll send him to you. Now, I don't know about you, but I would imagine the disciples are probably all standing there with their mouths open wondering, what in the world? What's he talking about? So, but we know now that Jesus is referring to the Holy Spirit. And he's going to tell us more about this divine helper that will be left. So this is what he says in our scripture for this morning. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Jesus is telling him that the Holy Spirit will empower them to be witnesses, just as it will empower us to be a witness. And the word witness tells us that his disciples will be able to give testimony to Jesus and to others, and not just a few, but to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the very ends of the earth. You see, they're going to minister to folks that are close to him, near to him, and they're going to minister to folks that are far away from him. The kingdom net is well able to stretch to the very ends of the earth, where every last person needs to hear the gospel invitation. So if you would look close at this verse, Acts 1:8, you'll see that it kind of outlines the whole book of Acts for you. It says Acts, the chapters 1 through 7, they correspond to Jerusalem. Acts 8 through 12 corresponds to Judea and Samaria. And Acts 13 through 28, it corresponds to the very ends of the earth. So, this morning I want you to think about your neighbors, the favorite place you like to go have breakfast or coffee, your favorite HEB or Walmart store, wherever, your favorite grocery store. And think about those who are close to you. These are the folks that are in your immediate sphere of influence. And these are the first places where you can think of spreading the net and extending the gospel invitation. I believe that Jesus wants us to extend that net first to our families. Amen? I mean, if you won't talk to your family about Jesus, will you talk to anyone else about Jesus? So we ought to go to our families, those that are close to us first, because you want them in heaven with you also. You know, you want to make sure that they know the gospel. So, and then you can think about, if you can't be personally involved, what about these folks that are on the other ends of the earth, in Malawi, in Israel, in Arab countries, in India, Egypt, in Africa? How can we support them where the gospel is going out? Well, you can give, or you can support them with your prayers. So, but we want to be ends of the earth represented. So everyone, they all need a gospel invitation. Now we here at Alamo, we have some outreach programs. We have Candlewood. We have, who else do we have? Somebody name another one. Agape. We have one more. What is it? I'm sorry, what now? Yes, Moses Agape. Agape, Moses' ministry. Abundant Life. And we have one more. KPPC. Those are our outreach programs here locally. You know, those are the things that we do in order that we might be bridge builders here in this community. You see, every one of us, we have different passions and different things that make us move to action. You see, our differences are beautiful and they're God-given. But it's also important to remember that we have the same goal, You may be different than me and have different gifts, but we have the same goal. You see, I wonder, I sometimes you think how it would be if everybody was just like Ted. What if everybody was just like me, or maybe just like you? You know, or maybe you may have had the opposite revelation. You know, life would be pretty bland and frivolous if everybody was the same. But whatever you think, diversity is a reality, and it's not just a small thing, but it's a God-ordained and designed fact of life. It's a fact designed to be a blessing and not a curse. You look differently than others. You think differently. You feel differently. You respond differently. You are immersed in diversity in every day of our lives. And you know what, folks? It's all for the glory of God. Look what Paul says about it in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 through 7. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. You see, the Lord is working in and through our diversity. You see, and it's all for the common good. I can't be like you. You can't be like me. But we can all be working toward the common good. And that common good includes things like this. It says loving others, and forgiving each other, reconciliation, justice, and service. But the primary goal of all believers is to spread the kingdom net and to share the gospel invitation with others. That is what believers do. That is what Jesus wants us to do. He says the harvest is plentiful, but what? The laborers are few. Pray that the Lord of the harvest will send out laborers. But part of our diversity is our unique gifting and ability to be part of God's plan. Here's Paul again in Romans. He says, in Christ, we though many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts. According to the grace given to each of us, if your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it's serving, then serve. If it's teaching, then teach. If it's to encourage, then give encouragement. If it's giving, then give generously. If it's to lead, then do it diligently. And if it's to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Whatever your gifting is, do it to the best of your ability. Whatever it is. You see, everything is needed and necessary in the kingdom. And you know what, folks? It'd be awfully hard to spread that net by yourself. We're going to need everyone. And more importantly, we're going to need Christ. And the good part about that, folks, as we are spreading the net, you're not alone. At the end of the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus gives his disciples some very specific instructions. And throughout history, this has come to be known as the Great Commission. This is what Jesus told his disciples as he got ready to leave. He says, then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Matthew 28, 18 through 20. You don't have to worry about doing it alone. Jesus said he'll be with you all the way to the end. And this has been and continues to be the message of Christ to his people, to you, his church. And he ends it beautifully. He says, and surely I am with you even to the ends of the age. Isn't it great? Instead of just kicking us out to the curb and kicking us out of the nest, he commits to traveling with us. And not just for a moment, a month, or a year. He's going to do it to the end of the age. So, he's with us for better or worse, all the way to the end. This is a great promise from our King. I don't know of any king more devoted to his people than Christ. So, when he says to you, go make disciples, when he says the Holy Spirit to empower you, when he promises to be with us to the very end, when he tells us this, I tell you folks, I don't know about you, but I'm hooked. I'm ready to go fishing. And I'm ready to go fishing not for bass or redfish or catfish. I'm ready to go fishing for people, amen? Because Jesus has told me and has assured me and you that he would be with us forever. So what in the world could hold us back? Do you know how much spiritual power that you here at Alamo, how much you have? Because Jesus is in every one of you that name his name and believe. You have awesome power. We have no excuse, folks. We have no excuse. As I mentioned earlier about the end of the end times coming, oh, it's coming. I don't know when. You can just look around at history. Look around at the news and see what's going on. It's coming. So, as I close this morning, are you ready to get out of the boat? Are you ready to grab your fishing pole, to get your net? Now you know that he's going to be there with you. All you need to do this is follow and say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I'm ready to go fishing. And I tell you this, if you're ready to go, he's going to take you every step of the way. So church, let's go fishing. Amen? Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you this morning. While we give the hymn of invitation, I want to say this to the congregation. If you may be one that may need to recommit your life to Jesus, maybe you're not ready to get out of the boat just yet. Maybe there are some things that you need to give to the Lord and ask him to forgive you. Maybe there's some things in your life that need to be reconciled and forgiven and to be repented. The altar is open for anyone who wishes to come. And remember this, you're not coming to me. You're not coming to any person. You're coming to Jesus. And you're saying, yes, Lord, I'm ready to recommit. I'm ready to commit. I'm ready to go fishing for you. I want to be one of those who's out there in your harvest. The altar is open for anyone who wishes to come.
Would you stand for the hymn of invitation, Where He Leads Me?
I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling.
Should
I
trust
and follow, follow me. Where He leads me, I will follow.
Hallelujah. Let's continue to keep all of our homebound members in our thoughts and prayers, and any family and friends. And you can see, lifting up all of our friends and family and the people that are asking for our prayers, and keep them in our thoughts along with our members. Continue to pray for healing for Eileen Kincaid and for Elaine Bixler, for Virginia's granddaughter and daughter-in-law. And have prayers for my cousin Tina's family, husband Gary, daughter Jennifer, and wife AJ. Tina passed away Friday morning due to brain cancer from Paula West. So, Lord, be with the West family, with Tina and Gary, Jennifer, all of their family, thoughts and prayers. God be with them. Continued prayers. Lance, he's asking for continued prayers on the healing of his foot. He's got about three more weeks of wearing that boot. Hopefully by the end of October, Lance, your foot will be healed. And God be with you, Lance. And what a joy it is this morning to see Miss Barbara Holcomb. Made the long journey from Corpus up here to see us.
Galveston,
that's even longer. And Barbara, God with you, and our thoughts and prayers for some procedures she's going to be going through in November. So you're in our thoughts and prayers, Barbara, and the joy to see you this morning. Joy for Dad and Gracie on a fundraiser they're going to this afternoon. It is a fundraiser, right, Gracie? Reunion. Either way, it's a celebration, so. And continued prayers. Safe travels for Joni and her son Billy on their way back from Florida. God be with them. And as Pastor mentioned earlier, and it's a very, very sad time, but over in Israel with the Hamas. So God be with the country of Israel and all of the children over there. China is also on the verge of stepping onto Taiwan. So God be with the Taiwanese people. Continue to be, God be with the people of Ukraine. And asking prayers, God, to heal the divided United States and all of His people around the world. God be with each and every one of us. Go out and enjoy this beautiful fall, imitation fall day, because it's going to be summer by the end of the week in the 90s. So enjoy this beautiful Sunday. But go in peace, and Toby, again, happy, happy birthday. And I almost forgot, but there's a special day next Saturday. And yes, it's an eclipse, but it's also for Miss Peggy.
Excuse me?
Your birthday next
Saturday.
No, not until November. Peggy. Oh, Peggy! Hey, well, Peggy, happy
birthday. My friend Peggy Moore.
Yes. Happy early birthday. Happy early birthday, Peggy. You know, Boris and Gonzalez are so close together.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
Amen. Let us prepare our hearts for prayer this morning. As I said, I asked the adult Sunday school class this morning a question. I asked them this. I said, what happens when everything just gets so bad? Everything is going so hard against you. Everything looks so dark inside, outside. Everything's going wrong. What in the world is a believer supposed to do? And they all said, pray. I want to encourage you to continue to pray. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. And not just pray, but pray fervently and pray expecting an answer. Amen?
Amen.
Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father, Lord, you've just loved us and taken care of us, and we thank you so much for it. And Lord, there's so much going on in the world around us, but we are going to stand fast with you, Lord. We're going to trust you and believe you. And I pray right now, Lord, that you would be with those countries, be with those leaders, and be with us, Lord. Be with us here, right here in San Antonio, around Foster Road, around Sunrise and Candlewood. Help us, Lord, to be the light. Help us, Lord, to go out into the harvest and go fishing. Empower each one. Give us boldness and give us strength to go, Lord. And Heavenly Father, we look to you and we trust you for everything. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes. Okay. And thank you so much for visiting with us. I apologize for not recognizing you sooner, but I really don't consider you guys a visitor. I really don't. But we're so glad to have you here. And I can see Miss Eileen is just grinning from ear to ear. And, and we just thank her. We thank you that you're here, and we thank you for blessing us and being with us. Amen. What else did I forget? Okay. All right, Tom. Yes. Please pray for the ladies that are going. Is it the Banderas? The Banderas leaving Friday, coming back Sunday. Please be in prayer for them. Amen? Amen.
In the scriptures, we're told that we should pray continually. And even the disciples wondered, what is prayer? And they asked Jesus to teach them to pray. And Jesus gave them the prayer that we continue even today. Pray with me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now we go on an adventure. We take the word to the world. Each of you can be a force for the Lord. So let the peace of God go with you. Let the understanding of his word be your strength. And go to the world. In the name of Jesus the Christ, amen.
You stand for our closing hymn. Lead on, O King Eternal. Lead on, O King Eternal, the day of March has come. Henceforth in fields of conquest, thy tent shall be our home. Through days of preparation,
lead on, O King eternal, till sin fierce war shall cease, and holiness shall whisper the sweet amen of peace. For not with swords loud clash, nor roll of stirring drums, with deeds of love and mercy, the heavenly kingdom comes. Lead on,
in peace.